Please, I don't know. These eyes won't cry no more. Please show me how to flow again. I've been looking for my face again. Oh, oh, oh. In someone else's mirror. In the distance on my way to them. Oh, oh, oh. Will myself disappear? If Kevin's guitar cries, I can save my breath for a little while. And maybe sneak a smile in between all these wild lows. If Kevin's guitar cries, I can save my breath for a little while. And maybe find rest beside this winding road.
There's an old notion of having two kinds of tears. Children cry readily, and they cry the tears of children. When we grow out of childhood, we're supposed to find the next level of tears. And those tears can be the tears of joy, in fact, but more often they're the tears of sorrow and grief. And those tears are not the tears of a child. The tears of a child, you can hold them and they'll stop crying. You can ease the pain they're feeling or the fear they're feeling. In the adult, it's different. The tears are there to do something. And one of the old sayings is that sorrow is a river and grief is an ocean. And both of them are there to wash through us and wash out anything that is not alive. The function of grief is, in one sense, is to return us to a connection with the sorrowful side of life, and the sense that things are lost and things die and people get hurt. But another level of it is there to wash out the things in us that are no longer alive. So when you're saying, if you say or someone says that they fall into a pattern of weeping or being sorrowful that seems more like a stuck place than a fluid place, then it means that it's actually not truly grief. It's not washing out that which is no longer alive. When a person allows the river of sorrow or the grief, the ocean of grief to flow through them, they come back to life. At first, it feels like the end, and you're losing and you're falling apart. And if you allow it to go through, you then come back to life. And the old saying was that emotions travel in pairs. And if you go down on the energy of grief, you'll come up on the energy of joy. And so grief is secretly connected to joy. And if we fully grieve, we find the joy of life again. Now, the distinction also between the river of sorrow and the ocean of grief is that some things are so heavy, some losses are so profound and so existential that a person can get lost in the ocean of grief and they actually have to be helped to come back. The loss of a loved one can throw someone into the depths of the ocean to the degree that they can't really find their own way. And now grief is no longer serving the function of washing away death. It's actually trapping a person in a connection to death. And usually then some assistance is needed, as if to bring someone back from the deep waters. But when you have like modern cultures that don't really have grief or deny grief, then what happens is everyone loses the capacity for joy. And people can be kind of happy, but joyous is not happy. Happy is connected to happenstance. It comes and it goes. Joy is a state of being in which the soul becomes full and recognizes in some sense of fullness the gift of life. Pursuit of joy will lead one to the rivers of sorrow on the way to finding something where the rivers go back to the source of life. And the pursuit of happiness will just leave you in a kind of elevated that doesn't know if it's going up or down.